Okay.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
That would be the show that you are listening to now. The podcast you're listening to now. You were maybe listening to something else previously, but now it's this now.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
And I'm Mike Matthews, and I'm here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley Land. And it's Mike Matthews, and I can't stand when I go driving through town and it's busy and there's some strange people around who decide to walk right across the street when people are flying down the street.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Driving down the street at 45 miles an hour and they just decide to walk right out in the traffic. And
Mike's
thankfully
Daily
we all stop.
Podcast.
But they just guess or don't care or they're checked out. One of those. And it's pretty scary. And it happens a lot in Hayward, next to Podcastro Valley. Starting to happen. Well, I guess it's happening now and then in Podcastro Valley, but it's a Bay Area issue. People just walking right in the middle of traffic. And they don't think anything's going to happen to them. And God forbid one of us hits them. And, well, you know, and that's bad for everyone involved, particularly the person getting hit. But, yeah. It's not good. So my point is, watch where you're... watch this. If you're driving in the Bay Area, watch. Just watch out. Because people are just darting out for no particular reason just to say, hey, I can do it. I am empowered to do it. Nothing bad's going to happen to me. I'm invincible. I am titanium. Let's see. What else is of interesting, fascinating note here on episode 3145, 3145? We have the world of ChatGPT. You've been hearing that story I mentioned a couple podcasts ago where...
And here's today's podcast picture.
The podcast picture has no AI in it whatsoever. Okay, maybe I enhanced the colors a little bit, just a tinge. Did a little filter thing, but not much. And it's of me, and I'm at the beach, at Poplar Beach in Podcastro. I mean, in Half Moon Bay. You can't fit podcast into the name Half Moon Bay. Castro Valley, you can podcastro Valley. See, it happens like that so easily, but not Half Moon Bay. Half Moon Podcast doesn't work. Nope. Late great Basil the Boxer went to this particular spot a lot with me and with my lovely lady friend a couple times. We were remembering some of the fun times we had with him. See that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com and all the past podcast pictures. So let's see. At the top, ChatGPT is what it is. Standing for General Participatory Intelligence. I'll figure it out. It's not GPT. It's Generative Pre-trained Transformer. How am I supposed to know that? Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Not to be confused with your... let's not talk about any other words that start with the letter G, except that ChatGPT is downloaded, has been downloaded onto 900 million.
Is that why you're bald, Mike?
The letter G is the reason why I'm bald? That's... no.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
GPS was what I was trying to think of. Global Positioning System. We use GPS all the time now. Thankfully, it's in our smartphones and it's so easy. Once upon a time, you had to buy some expensive hardware, like from Garmin or TomTom. And then to get any kind of updates cost like 50, 150, some odd bucks. Now that's all free. And they're just... taking your data in the process. Oh, this person likes to drive over to Half Moon Bay all the time. And that would be the company Google that I'm talking about with their Google Maps. And that was downloaded 200 million times. 200 million downloads. Their Google Gemini. Their AI is called Gemini. But they are still being beaten by ChatGPT. But what was interesting about this story was this one I've never heard of called Perplexity. That was the one I was perplexed to hear about. Perplexity. That's been downloaded the least amount of the big ones, but it's getting up there. It's at 47 million. It's behind Microsoft's Copilot, but not by much. So we'll see if Perplexity becomes something at some point. But it's at 47 million. They got a long way to go to get to the 900 million that ChatGPT has. Delta, speaking of AI, is planning to set prices as high as possible. And then they're also, speaking of planes, the Southwest open seating policy will be no more on January 27th. Now, let's go to something else that I have not covered lately in podcasts, and that would be insurers just marked the costliest first half of a year. Yes, the first half of a year. This was the most expensive one since the year 2011. Got to go back 14 years.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Math is so much fun. Thank you, Mr. Microphone, for snapping me out of it and reminding me of the days when we would meet women by driving in our cars and using a microphone to shout through our radio in our cars to people that were standing on the side of the street. Creepy as all get out. And that's what most women would say back then. Get out. Get away, you creep. Global insured losses for the first half of this year have reached $84 billion. That is the highest first half total since 2011. Storms in the U.S. with damaging wind, lightning, and hail are driving losses of insurers for the insurers by more than $30 billion. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Emeritopica. Insurance companies are raising insurance rates, not just here in California, which you've been hearing a lot about, with the whole State Farm telling the state government here, we got to raise home insurance prices. We got to raise insurance prices. And then our controller guy saying, no, you're not. No, you're not. And telling everyone, I'm not going to let him do it.
Anyway.
And then he let him do it. Anyway, cafe anyway. So, yeah, State Farm raised their prices. And then I've got insurance for something out in Alabama. And I noticed for the first time it jumped considerably, like $500. I was like, wait, what happened here in Alabama? Oh yeah, tornadoes. Maybe they're blaming the climate change, even though we have a Republican administration. And when that happens, climate change doesn't exist anymore. That's all just a fallacy. Nothing like that ever happens. But in the U.S., 11 different storms produced insured losses of at least $1 billion in the first half of this year. Three of those storms cost insurers more than $2 billion. And this year is on a clear path to surpass $100 billion in insurance losses for the entire year. So far, we've reached $84
billion. Makes music.
And 30 billion of that 84 billion was damaging winds, lightning and hail. Damaging winds, lightning and hail. Lightning and hail. That was my little song, just sort of summarizing everything I was just telling you. The Palisades over here in California, Southern California, and the Eaton wildfires. I'm not in Southern California. I spent a huge chunk of my life in Southern California, but I'm not there now. I haven't been there in quite a while. I think we left the Ventura-Oxnard area in 2007, if you must know. Then we were in Alabama for a couple of years, and then we moved up to the Bay Area. And I've been in the Bay Area since 2009, so 17 years.
It's a trap!
The Bay Area is a trap if you don't watch out. It is a money trap. Insurance prices, cost of eating out. Don't eat out. Just don't eat out. We actually had a lovely picnic. If you go to that podcast picture at mikesdailypodcast.com, there at Poplar Beach in Half Moon Bay, we had a lovely picnic on the beach. Unbelievable. That it was like the first time we had ever done that, my lovely lady friend and I. And it was wonderful. Fantastic. Except along came this seagull that we named Sal. Sal the seagull. Because it has nice alliteration. Why not? And Sal was being all chummy and getting up kind of close to us. So we gave him a little something to eat. And next thing you know, of course, when you do that, instantly there's another seagull that shows up. And this one looked a little more scruffy. Seagull was all, the Sal the seagull had nice, clean, white feathers around his neck. And, you know, the black ones towards the back. And the little, the beak, the nice, what would you call it? Oh, I got distracted by a flying saucer. Kind of the yellowish beak with the little red dot on the no, it's not blood. There's kind of a reddish, orangish thing on their beaks. No seagulls around here right now. I can't describe them. I'm not looking at one now to describe it to you. It'd make it easier. I'm just doing this from memory. But along comes this other seagull that looks a little more scruffy, less defined colors, more just black and grays, and is just looking hungry. So we throw him a piece, or her a piece, probably a her. Because I heard the really shiny ones are the male seagulls. I don't know where I learned that. Cosmos, that's where. And so this other one, this male seagull, goes and chases her off and actually kind of pecks at her. So we thought Sal was just a jerk after that. Sal intimidating the women. What a chauvinist. So the Palisades and Eaton wildfires in Southern California earlier this year in January are responsible for an estimated $40 billion in insured losses, adding to that $84 billion that I mentioned a little bit earlier in song. So yeah, just be ready when you feed the seagulls. Oh, thank you, President. Was that the President that stopped by for a second? Told me to relax with all the seagulls around. And then this story real quick. Netflix just posted a blowout quarter. Their earnings per share was up 47%. Oh, wow. Almost 50%. Dang, when you look at those type numbers, that's a woo. But Netflix, check it out. Of all the eyeballs, of all the people viewing stuff, the viewership, the U.S. viewership, they are holding on to a little less than 9% of all of it. A little less than 9, which is nearly double the combined total of all the Disney channels. Yes. Let's see. What are all the Disney channels? Is there ESPN involved there? Hulu, Disney Plus. They have some. Do they also have some other? Anyway, Cafe anyway. They're beating them. They're double what they have combined. But there's one player that keeps pulling away and is way better than Netflix, getting more numbers, getting more viewership. YouTube. Which you can listen to this podcast on YouTube. The image is this static image. It's just the image, the podcast picture of which I described earlier, which you can also see at mikesdailypodcast.com. It's not of Chewbacca, but you can check out the podcast picture and see that as you are listening to the podcast, Mike's Daily Podcast, on YouTube. The link is at mikesdailypodcast.com. But YouTube's share of American viewers has climbed to almost 13%. That is up a little bit from 10% a year ago. And that's not just a lead. It is a surge. According to Rob Black, I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. And he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. And it's turning YouTube into Netflix's biggest threat, even though the two were not built to compete with each other. They're two different things. Remember, Netflix started out as a DVD rental company. You would go online, you'd say, hey, I want to rent this, this, and this. They'd send it to you. And then you, when you returned them, you could get the next ones in your queue. Remember that? Oh, that was so much fun. Just the best. Made me happy and giggle inside. However, YouTube was this thing that came along and was this thing that said, hey, everybody, this is open to you. Whatever video you want to upload, go for it. And back then, no smartphones, so people were using their computers. And, hey, have I filmed anything that I have downloaded to my computer? Well, that was a difficult chore to do. And people didn't really have the video editing software back in the mid-'00s. When YouTube emerged. So there weren't that many YouTube videos in the beginning and not that many people getting mega popular. But then along comes the smartphone and then YouTube, hey, let's really make this easy for people to post videos. And then I still don't understand this part, how people figured out how to do all that. I mean, the really professional YouTubers that really edit the heck out of their videos. They did a fantastic, some of them blow my mind, but now there's AI technology that will do all the tricky edits and heck, you don't even have to do anything. You just give it a basic plan and it knows what to do. And bam, out comes your video in very little time. But you need, a very fast moving computer or the computer that's got a lot of memory. It's got to have a lot of power. I don't know. It's got to have a lot of something. A lot of sass. It's got to have a lot of sass is what it has to have. Netflix is a subscription-based platform known for pumping billions into creating its own original content. It was not that, though, 20 years ago.
What was that all about?
It was all about movies that were already out, TV shows that were already out. And it rented that to you through the DVDs. But when they figured out the streaming and they figured out they needed more content, and they figured out, hey, we know how to specifically target our audience that we really want. The young people back then, the millennials, they knew what the millennials wanted. They knew, hey, HBO's huge. Why don't we copy them? Why don't we do a lot of bad, or now it's called Max, or whatever it's called now. Those shows on that channel have a lot of cursing and a lot of foul language and profanity and nudity. Let's put that in our stuff. So Netflix put that in their stuff. YouTube, meanwhile, runs on a totally different model. As far as I know, you really can't have any nudity on YouTube, or as I heard it called, by what was that comedian whose last name was Crabtree? He said,
"Here, Mike, or you?"
No, not you. It was naked. Naked means you have no clothes on. Naked. That's N-E-K-K-I-D. Naked means you have no clothes on and you're up to something. I forget who was that comedian. He was like an old, grouchy, curmudgeonly Southern guy. He's probably long since gone. Oh, or was that Louis Grizzard? That was probably Louis Grizzard who did that. Yeah, he's long gone. He only ate fried foods, so you can see how that was going to go. But yes, there's also nudity. That was mentioned by Archie Bunker in All in the Family. So there's really none of that on YouTube. Which makes me think I need to watch YouTube and look up some Louis Grizzard if there's any comedic stuff from him. Because he was definitely, he would not really fit in today's world.
What is the matter with you?
I'm just saying, which I just said. I just said, am I using the right tense? I'm a little tense because I have dreams about teepees or whatever way that joke goes. Anyway, user-generated videos and ad dollars. That's what YouTube is all about. You have user-generated videos. So the people watching, they're making the videos, and the compensation the thing that the carrot that's being dangled over your head is that you are going to get money if you have a video that has a lot of views and if you have a lot of subscribers. And everybody wants that. Everybody wants that golden carrot. That is the incentive. Netflix reported $39 billion in revenue last year. However, this year they're expecting to jump up to about $45 billion. YouTube, however, has way surpassed that.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm sorry, I don't think you can watch YouTube. Well, now YouTube lets you rent movies too and TV shows. So they're doing what Netflix is doing. That's typical Google. They copy whatever everybody else is doing. They're the Borg. But YouTube, they basically beat Netflix already with $58 billion. Netflix has $45 billion. YouTube has $58 billion. And they're expecting next year $70 billion. So leaving the $40 billion that Netflix has in the dust. Although, how can you say $45 billion is dust ever? I don't think you can. But you can say hi to this person.
Hello, McMathews. It's Shelly Q. Hardscape Show Supervisor. Wow, you sure know a lot about streaming, McMathews.
I don't really. I just follow interesting news people that look into this stuff, and I find it interesting, this news story, because people are all watching stuff, and, you know, maybe you're listening to this, and I'm on YouTube, so maybe...
Right.
Maybe I... No, honestly, the video of the YouTube... Yeah, well, I'm doing a video of this now, but it's not on YouTube. It's on my Facebook page. In fact, I'm about to... Oh, it just told me that I have not been filming at all. Okay, so now the video has just started, even though I thought for sure I started that thing. See, the video thing just doesn't work for me at all. I don't have that nifty, swifty video software that's Swift that lets you use AI to make cool edits and make video stuff that is somewhat engaging. I'm all about audio stuff, which I, as of this point, don't use any AI for my audio. And I do all the editing myself, and it's organic, and it's me, and it's all me, and it's my cat in the video right now, Rocky the cat, and it's a real cat. See that at mikesdailypodcast.com and on the Facebook page. But it is, if you want to listen, I'm on YouTube, and it'd be great to have someone stop
today
by.
Today on Mike's Daily Podcast.
Maybe that drunk guy will stop by, whoever that was. Look who else is here.
Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the Floorman!
And this is John Deere, the engineer. Mike, that was wonderful to hear about all that stuff and to hear about the beach and the waves and how you were there with your lovely lady friend in a nice romantic picnic. Mm-mm.
Were you laughing at the beginning of that?
I was laughing a little bit. I was getting a little bit of a chuckle about some of the stuff you just covered. It's very odd, Mike Matthews.
Thank you. Your voice is very soothing, very ASMR. Thank you. You know, ASMR did not really exist until YouTube and all those YouTube users made the ASMR videos. So we have YouTube to thank for that. We have Netflix to thank for Resident Alien, which I am binging like crazy these days. How does that guy from Firefly do that with his face? That's what I want to know. And whenever the sheriff talks, I laugh my head off. There are some really funny lines on that show. I'm hearing they don't make any more new episodes. Think they
Mike
went up
is
to
awesome.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Some of the content that I was giving you all, and that's the other thing YouTube brought us was they've started using that term, making content creators. But anyway, thank you for that story, Rob, about that. Hey, my point is that Resident Alien is pretty funny. And thank you to Netflix for that. However, I tell Netflix, I plug them, but now I slug them because they do this terrible thing. And I talked to this guy that works for Netflix who agrees with me. Actually, he told me this, so I agree with him. The fact that they start these great shows, some of them, a lot of them are crap, but some of them are great. Some of them are awful, but some of them are good. And the ones you like...
they end up getting canceled, and they always have to end on a cliffhanger because that's the model these days. If you want to get a show on any kind of streaming service, you got to make sure every episode ends on a cliffhanger. Every season ends on a cliffhanger with just some real mild resolutions happening towards the end, but then you end on a cliffhanger so that the viewers want more. The viewership wants more. And then, but then, you know, the show gets canceled. The actors move on to other things. The producers and everybody move on to other things. And then you're stuck going, well, what happened? That's one thing I can't stand about Netflix. But I got a cat that's purring on my lap, so I'm not going to complain about anything else. And just say thank you for listening. But you can call
me. Cars! Yay!
Oh! You can complain about more cars, too, if you want. There's just too many cars in the Bay Area. But you would, if you want to cross the street, be aware of the fact that there are too many cars in the Bay Area. And don't just obey the laws is what you need to do. And don't just jump out there into traffic because bad things will happen. But you don't need me to tell you that. Or do you? If you want to tell me that, here's the phone number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Now, of course, we only take Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency because we've all decided centralized banking is rigged, so we trust more in fly-by-night Ponzi schemes.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.